we go. Another edition of the John DeBella Show Daily Podcast. Welcome, friends. It's your favorite house arrest entertainment. Every day post-show, that's what we give to you. A recapping of what happened in the morning. This is Tuesday's show, April 14th. Steve and I have been engaged in some turf wars. CBS is bringing back something that's completely unnecessary in 2020. We featured our COVIDiot of the day. It just doesn't stop. We hit the phones to hear what you miss most. Under Pressure was in Song Stories today. We're having a bingo party on Friday. John has all the details. And Patty Boyd's sister, who was along with the Beatles at the height of Beatlemania over in India. She married Mick Fleetwood twice. She's been all over the classic rock map, and she told us all about her life. On today's show, have a listen. Here we go. It is the Daily Podcast.
You know, it was yesterday with the whole storm. The second the sun came out, there they were. The walkers were back.
Oh, God,
my
same here.
My entire neighborhood was out walking. And it's like the sun. I mean, I don't think the sun was out for 10 minutes before they were all out there. And we become aware of that because the dogs, they have to chase everybody away. Sure. They stand at a window in the in our dining room.
Really fun place to live these days.
Oh, yeah. And then there's this one couple, and they have two really old Goldens. Uh-huh. All right? So they don't walk very fast.
So it's a half hour of barking?
It's a half hour of barking. And then just standing there, over and over again. Just too damn much. But a lot of weather. A hell of a lot of weather, right? I mean, it was, what was it like for you?
Rainy, it was windy, but it wasn't like I was worried something was going to come down windy, so Willow Grove kind of missed that.
Yeah, there was a little bit of wood on the roads, but no major lumber for
Steve
me.
Steve and I were trading puddle picks. Oh, yeah, we're such lame dads now. My lawn.
We're both trying to grow grass.
Right.
And I said to Dave, I'm either going to get all the grass or none of the grass, and that's specifically because of drowning the seed.
Right.
Now, luckily for me, the puddles went away. Dave's got a swimming pool at his house.
Well, yeah, because I live in Clayker Town, basically.
Clayker Town?
Yes. That's all we have out there, rocks and clay. And guns and horses and all that other farm stuff.
And you can always shoot dinner.
It's time once again for
the John DeBella Podcast.
We have a big show, a real big shoe.
Yep. John DeBella.
You should never be allowed to talk to people.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
Speaking of movies, you wonder why. When the networks are complaining that they're losing, viewership, especially to, all the cable outlets and the services and all this stuff, maybe there's a reason why. Maybe it's because they're idiots. All right. Here is CBS's big plan. Okay. Have you heard about this?
Yeah.
No.
All right. CBS's big plan. They're bringing back the Sunday night movie.
Yes. Family time.
Okay. All right.
When's the last time someone watched a movie with commercials? That's what I would know.
Now, here's the wild part about it. All right. That's exactly what I wanted to get to. All right. Because CBS owns the Paramount Library, they have, a bunch of movies that are available to them. They could just, grab whatever they want and put it on the air without having to paying royalties on it.
Right.
All right. And the first one they're going to do is on May 3rd, Indiana Jones and Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Yes.
Right, which you can get on demand on any service.
Right.
All right. And, I looked it up this morning. Uh-huh. Indiana Jones and the Raiders of the Lost Ark is 1 hour and 55 minutes long.
Okay.
The show, the Sunday night movie, goes from 8 to 11.
Yep. I'm out.
Yeah.
Sorry, bro.
Right.
What is this, taxes? Yeah. You're taking 33% of my time? Get out of here with this crap.
It just goes on. I checked all of these movies. Not one of them. No. Forrest Gump, Mission Impossible,
Forrest
Titanic.
Gump, that's like 3 hours. Titanic's another one. Titanic came out. It was two VHSs if you got it at home.
It's going to be a five-hour broadcast.
Yeah. Someone needs to work on their timing math.
We can broadcast something from the ship to drown out their links. Something loud and distracting.
Loud and distracting? I've got just that thing.
The John DeBella Podcast. 102.9.
I love the power of radio.
MGK.
Derek and the Dominoes and Layla. Okay, now follow this knot here.
All right.
This is going to be an interesting relationship knot. You probably know that Layla is about Patty Boyd.
Right.
Patty Boyd was George Harrison's wife.
Sure.
Right? Eric Clapton and George were very good friends, and Eric was madly in love with Patty Boyd.
Wow.
Eventually, she left George and married Eric.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Eskimo Brothers.
All right. Okay. All right.
Look it up.
Patty Boyd has a sister, Jennifer Boyd.
Sure.
Right? Who is a lot more interesting than Patty ever was.
All right.
All right? You know, they were both models. They were both beautiful women. Later on this morning, Jennifer Boyd is going to be on with us. She was the muse behind, I know this isn't a song that you guys would necessarily know, but Donovan did a song called Jennifer Juniper.
Okay.
And it was all about her.
Let me ask you a question.
What's that?
Are there any other women in London at this time? Or is it just the Boyds?
Just the Boyd girls.
This is before social media, Steve. They were a mystery.
That was it, you know. She worked at the Apple store, Jennifer Boyd. I mean, she was married to Mick Fleetwood twice. Right?
What is going on there?
Well, you know what? We will get to ask her. She's joining us at 7:40 this morning. 45 degrees and sunny right now. Partly sunny day is ahead of us, so the high temperature getting up to 56 degrees. And once again, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for us to get to the COVIDiot of the day. And this COVIDiot is Brent Smith, who was being arrested on Saturday on a domestic violence charge after threatening his mother with a butter knife. Now, you might be saying, wait a second, John DiBella, that's more thin the herd than it is a COVIDiot. But wait, right? When he was being arrested, Smith allegedly coughed, blew, and spit at the arresting deputy and promised to bash his head in with a hammer. All this time, the officer was not wearing a mask. So let me switch here from this here music to this here audio, because I actually have audio of the cop.
Yes, I love
with
audio.
The guy. Here we go.
Put your hands on the van. Are you sick?
No.
Okay, great.
You look like a duck. I hope you catch corona. I hope you die.
Thanks, buddy. You are just a terrible person.
You are an idiot!
And now, with coronavirus tips, here's Neil Diamond.
Wash your hands. Keep washing your hands. Don't touch your eyes, nose, or mouth. Don't touch me, I won't touch you. Coronavirus. Stay at home if you're not feeling good. I'm feeling fine. Being on tour would not be good.
The John DiBella Podcast.
Madness.
102.9.
Madness.
MGK.
I don't think anybody could not come up with an answer for what I'm about to ask.
All right.
Bruce Springsteen did a radio show from his house the other day, and he was talking about the things that he really missed. And he says, well, I miss Max's and the windmill and getting a hot dog there. I miss walking along the promenade and the beach and boardwalk in Asbury Park. And I miss sitting at the bar and having beer and drinks with some of my friends.
Okay.
And it got me to thinking, gee, what do I miss? You know, and I wonder what other people miss. I mean, it's not necessarily the first thing that you're going to go back and do once we can do things again. But what do you miss the most? What do you right now? What is it that you want more than anything else?
Sports.
Oh
yeah. God, yeah.
I found myself yesterday watching a man with a knife chop wood and then ropes. Because there's nothing else on. That
were you in my backyard spying on me?
What was it? Was that History Channel show where they're making blades and things?
Forged in Fire. I have watched that before.
I watch that all the time.
Some hillbilly in the competition cutting wood with a knife, and then he's going around cutting rope, and it's timed. What the hell am I doing to myself, guys?
That was sports in 1700. Yeah.
What about you, Dan?
For me, I mean, the obvious one is obviously friends and family hanging out. Every Sunday we go to my grandma's house, and I should probably call her sometimes because it's been a while. The one thing for me, though, is I just like my normal morning routine going into a Wawa when I'm barely awake,
right.
mindlessly filling up my coffee, making it just the way I want, and not having to stand 6 feet apart and tell the person, no, not that much cream, back it up, no, a little more coffee, no. You know, it's just like everything routine-wise being thrown off sucks,
and okay.
I miss that.
Now, I miss friends. I miss friends a lot. I miss the ability going out and having a drink with people. You know,
sure.
Doing that kind of stuff.
Your favorite restaurant, sitting
right.
down.
Yep.
Your favorite order.
Yeah, I really do. Restaurants. Like Lisa and I have a Tuesday night restaurant tradition.
Yeah.
And, you know, and it's just, we just.
It's kaput.
It's kaput.
Yeah.
So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, the restaurants and friends and sitting at the bar drinking. Those would be mine. You, Cindy?
I missed the vacation I was go to on Sunday.
Okay.
I was supposed to be in Jamaica on Sunday.
Really?
Wow.
And not just Sunday.
Wait a second.
For a week.
You only go to places where marijuana is easily
That's
available?
A great observation.
Because the last time she went on vacation,
Colorado.
She was in Colorado.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And now you're going to Jamaica.
And then I was in Vegas.
Okay.
Come on.
Oh, wow. So what do you miss, folks? I mean, if there's anything you can have right now, I mean, you know, what do you want? It's not necessarily the first thing you want to do, but what do you miss the most? Call us here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. We would love to hear from you and hear what it is you miss. Because, like I said, this is the easiest thing in the world to answer. 215-263-WMGK.
The John DeBella Podcast. 102.9 MGK. You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
In the late 70s, a lot of British musicians left the country to escape the exorbitant tax rates that were going on because they were making lots of money and the tax rates were just off the charts. And that's how Queen and David Bowie found themselves as neighbors in Switzerland. Queen drummer Roger Taylor, explains how that proximity actually got them under pressure.
Bowie used to live in Switzerland and we actually bought a studio there. So we became quite close friends, especially Freddie and I, with David. And David used to drop by the studio. It's as simple as that. And one day we were playing old songs, some old Cream things. And we were just having a nice time in the studio quite late at night. And all of a sudden he said, well, why don't we write our own? And so we did.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Oh, John, yes. Wait, what?
Yep.
Oh, God.
John DeBella.
I am speechless.
102.9 MGK.
Because of Good Friday last week, it was a company holiday, and you know, all of us being so religious, we were not here, which meant that we did not do a group thing like we had been doing.
A quarantine hang.
Yeah, quarantine. Very good. A quarantine hang where we had the happy hour and then we had the Netflix party.
Right.
So this week we've got something.
One went better than the other?
Yeah, one went a hell of a lot better than the other.
Hey,
but not
new.
Our fault.
Correct.
Not our fault. It was all Netflix fault. Right. It seemed like the world was having a Netflix party that night.
Yeah.
It was hanging up and there was all kinds of problems. But this week we'll be out on our own. We will do it with Zoom once again because this week we're playing bingo.
Nice. Hey-o.
Like old people. You know? And we would love to have you be part of it. We're going to play three games.
Okay.
And, you know, we'll play three rounds of bingo.
Cool.
And I'm trying to come up with some prizes for each time somebody wins.
Yeah.
And hopefully something we can give them that they don't have to come here and pick up.
Sure. Hopefully an email thing.
Or we could mail them or something.
Yeah.
All right. So here's the way it's going to work. You want in? Just send an email to bingo@wmgk.com, and we'll send you, you know, the information that you need, you know, the connection code for Zoom, and three bingo cards.
Cool.
And then we will, you know, we will play bingo. We have a bingo machine here, but there are all sorts of online bingo callers
just
now.
Push a button, right?
Yeah,
just randomizes.
Just goes.
It.
Just cool. Randomizes the whole thing. So if you want to play bingo with us, this coming Friday night at 7 o'clock, well, just send us an email to bingo@wmgk.com. Let us know who you are, and we will send you back all of the information you need. I can only imagine how Cindy's chomping at the bit for a good bingo night.
I was just wondering if I can win a prize. Probably not.
You can't win a prize.
Darn.
No. All right. You can win, but you won't get a prize for it.
All right.
And everybody will start screaming, knowing our listeners, it's fixed. Yeah. It's fixed. Yeah. Can you imagine if each one of us won a round of this?
Oh,
my God.
Fantastic.
All hell would break
I'm gonna
loose.
I'm going to dress up like an old man for this, I think.
Bingo!
The John DiBella Podcast.
You hard of hearing, sucker?
102.9.
Shut up, boo.
MGK.
Je n'ai pas, je n'ai pas, sitting very still.
Jenny Boyd, and I will explain Jenny Boyd in just a moment, has a book out called Jennifer Juniper, A Journey Beyond the Muse, and it's available now everywhere you could buy fine books, and Jenny is on the phone. Good morning, Jenny.
Good morning. How are you?
I am well. Yourself?
Very well. Thank you.
I have to tell you, if I was Frank Sinatra, I would say, Jenny Boyd, that's one interesting broad.
You do that so well.
Thank you. Thank you. First off, I was a huge Donovan fan. Finding out that there really was a Jennifer Juniper and you're her, I'm in shock. I'm getting to talk to her.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Look, I talk to a lot of rock stars. We talk to a lot of authors. But your life is one of the most interesting lives I've ever come across. I mean, obviously, you inspired Donovan. You were married to Mick Fleetwood twice. Right, because some people just like making the same mistake over and over again. Right, you were a model. You worked in the Apple Store in London. You were part of swinging Carnaby Street. Your life is amazing. And then you put it all away and got a PhD in human behavior and wrote a book about how rock stars act. What's left for you to do?
I'll let you know. I'll be sure to let you know.
For years, I did a feature on the show called Breakfast with the Beatles, and the Beatles in India came up all the time.
Oh, yeah.
And I've never spoken to anybody who had been there. What was it like there?
It was incredible. It was just like a bubble. You know, you were just not part of the world for 2.5 months, which is a long time. If you think, at that time, the Beatles were actually at their height of Beatlemania, and here we were in this idyllic place. You know, we were completely protected. But what would happen in the morning, we would all go and sit on our roof. So the early morning sun was really beautiful and, you know, the Himalayas there looking gorgeous. And the Beatles would have their guitars, George and John and Paul, and start singing and singing about things that were actually going on in the ashram, like Bungalow Bill or John not being able to sleep at night. But we had no idea, well, those songs would actually end up on the White Album and we'll hear them, you know, later on. There was a great feeling of togetherness.
Now, for those who haven't realized it yet, Jenny Boyd is the sister of Patty Boyd, who is married to George. You know, looking back, which do you find stranger? The fact that Patty went from George to his best friend, Eric Clapton, or the fact that you married Mick Fleetwood, left him, and then married him a second time?
You tell me what you think.
Well, seeing that I'm somebody who makes the same mistake over and over again, I'll go with Patty.
Yeah, okay. At least get like another shot at it, right?
Did you really live in the house when you two were married? Did you live with the rest of the band?
Oh, yes. Yeah, that was in England.
Uh-huh.
John and Chris McVie. There was Danny Kerwin at that time.
Sure, I remember
Jeremy
Danny Kerwin.
Spencer.
Oh my
yeah,
god!
Yeah, so that was all the blues guys. And of course, it was just after Peter Green had left the band.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, where we all lived together. But then they'd go off on tour for 3 months at a time, and I'd be sort of stuck, starting to have children in this huge rambling house with all the creaking pipes.
Oh,
and it would be. It was like really so different. And then they'd all come back and suddenly the house would fill up again. So it was really a strange kind of existence.
When you remarried Mick, was that the drugs time of Fleetwood Mac?
Yeah, the divorce and the remarry was the drugs time. So we married when we were, 22, I think, mm-hmm. something like that. And then it got crazy when we all started, when we all moved to LA. And then Stevie Nicks and Lindsey Buckingham joined the band. And it, as you know, became huge.
Right. Oh,
and
yeah.
It was fame, money, drugs, you know, it was like mega, mega.
The drug stories to this day, right? I keep hearing
yeah.
Fleetwood Mac drug stories that I never heard before, and I've heard a lot of them.
Yeah.
Right.
So you imagine if you're, and the thing is, Mick and I talk about this because, you know, we're still really good friends. We were so young then, you know, we were so wet behind the ears.
Mm-hmm.
And there I was, and we got our two little children, and I'm just trying to bring them up in a sort of sweet little gentle way. And there's all this crazy stuff going on.
Did Mick Jagger ever tell you what song that he wrote for you?
No. And it's so funny because I keep getting asked that. I've known him sort of briefly over the years because he texted me just the other day because he's heard there's like an article that's come out promoting my book. And he said, well, I've been working on my book for the last 20 years and I haven't got mine published, but I never thought to ask because it was one of those kind of throwaway lines. And I know that I write songs too, but if you're writing a song, often you use somebody as an inspiration and then you take it somewhere else. So it's not really about that person, but they became your little inspiration. So I don't know.
did you ever take a guess, or did you ever say, "Well, I hope it's this one"?
No.
Sympathy for the Devil.
Yeah.
Bitch.
Nice trap there.
The best of luck to you with this book. It is available now wherever fine books are sold, which is a nice way of saying you can get it through Amazon.com.
Yeah, right. Well done. So good to talk to you.
It was great to talk to you as well. Thank you. You are one interesting broad. Classic
Thank
rock.
You.
102.9 MGK.
What do you think this sound is?
The John DeBella Podcast.
Could you make a sound like that?
102.9 MGK.
Bruce Springsteen did a radio show from home, and one of the things he brought up was the stuff that he really misses, like going to Max's and the windmill, getting a hot dog, walking along the promenade on the beach at Asbury Park. And it got us to thinking this morning, and we started asking each other, okay, so what do you miss?
Yep.
And that is the question at hand today, 215-263-WMGK. For you, it's sports.
Yeah. I mean, I was watching a guy chop wood with a knife. And I can only watch the Eagles Super Bowl so many times before I'm repeating what Al Michaels is saying before Al Michaels says it.
Oh, that's awesome. That's a fan, dude.
And you've got your Wawa thing.
My Wawa coffee, man. It's just not the same when someone else is making
it. Yeah. And for me, it's just, you know, hanging with friends, having a drink, going out to dinner.
Sure.
You know, one of those things, you know, Lisa and I always go out to dinner together at least once a week.
Yep.
Right? And it's like, all of that is gone. So the phone lines are open. 215-263-WMGK. We got Rachel on the line here. Good morning, Rachel. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I am fine. So what is it? What do you miss? Right? And with all this coronavirus and all this quarantining, what do you miss the most?
I miss car show season starting up already.
Car show? Oh, are you a gearhead?
Yes. I was building a 89 Dodge Dakota convertible, and it was ready this year, so I'm a little disappointed.
Wow. Oh. This was not the call I expected when you said, let's go to Rachel.
Yeah, seriously. Wow.
You know, I've been kicking around the idea of having a car show. We put out the car calendar every year. We should have a car show.
Rachel, you're
That
invited.
Would be amazing.
Yeah, right. And Steve already invited you, so don't worry about it. You're in. Have a good morning.
You too.
Carlo, what about yourself? What do you miss?
I actually work in a hospital, and I have a 92-year-old dad that lives with us, so I miss just being home. Not able to get home with this going on.
So when you get done work, where are you going?
Where do you go?
Going to a hotel.
Ugh, oh, God, and you've been doing that for how long now? Over a month?
Yeah, it's been just about a month.
Wow. Carlo, you know what? Thank you so much for what you're doing. Right? Is there anything we can do for your dad?
Well, just pray for him that he's okay.
Okay. All right, that's easy enough. God bless
Great.
You, dude.
Thanks very much. God bless you guys.
Tom, what about yourself? What do you miss?
Having loud sex with my wife because our college kids are home and we're all homebound.
My God.
Well, you know, Tom, most people would not sympathize with you because you still can have sex with your wife. You just
that's
can't
true.
Get loud.
That's true, but it's
just put a
it's not
over
that.
Face.
Yeah. All right.
Did you say put a pillow over her face?
What? Did I? I
was going to say. Maybe he's the screamer.
I was going to say, or Tom, bite your lip.
Have a good morning.
You too, guys.
Gary, what about yourself? What do you miss?
Booyakasha, John.
Booyakasha.
I miss car shows and the cruise nights.
Well, you know, this is the second car show thing. I'm telling you, we should have a car show.
All right.
Yeah, you know what? Hey, Gary, did you ever get a copy of our classic car calendar?
No, I did not.
Oh, that's too bad. I would tell you to come pick one up, but that's a little ridiculous. You have yourself a good morning, okay?
All right, you guys too.
Good morning, Walt. So what is it you miss?
Live music.
What is that?
I got to tell you, Walt, I don't know when we're going to see that again, in all honesty.
I can't wait when it happens, man.
Yeah. Well, there's a story this morning, and it probably comes out of Live Nation, but they are not quoting it. But it says that we will not see live concerts until 2021.
Wow.
Until the fall of 2021. They're basically saying the same thing for sports, but who would be the first band you want to go see?
Dead and Company, man.
Yeah, man. Oh, bro. Yeah.
I feel that. Have a good morning, Monica.
Hi.
Hi. So what do you miss?
I miss my grandson, seeing my grandson and playing with him.
Can you Zoom or FaceTime with him, at least see him?
Oh, yes, I see him every other day.
Oh, so FaceTime. You know what? Probably it becomes more difficult when you can see somebody and not touch them.
So when my parents will drop something off, or they'll stay however far away, and Steven, we've told him that everyone has these germs, and he's saying to my parents, when all these germies turn into nice germs, I can hug you again.
Aww.
And it's like, oh, my God, just rip my heart out.
Have a great morning, Monica.
Thanks, you too.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You are crazy in the most wonderful way.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
This is the funnest night ever.
102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.